allowed you to select a pair of panties to wear at the restaurant, but added a buzzing toy on your clit along with your plug. And within a few minutes of sliding them on, they were already dark with your wetness. The noises you make from the passenger seat are a little distracting, drawing my attention to your flushed cheeks and the way your perfect perky nipples stand out under that hard top. The only thing harder is the throbbing cock in my pants. With about 5 minutes to go, I flick the toy to full power and open the windows halfway, letting your moans carry up to anyone we pass on the street. Looking over, I see your eyes open wide. I'm not sure if it's shock or your rapidly approaching climax, but either way, I switch the toy off completely and leave you panting and squirming in the wet patch in the seat. Fuck! You groan deliciously. Every ounce of your desperation a delight to my senses. Yes, slut, I say innocently as we turn to the car park. Your pout makes me chuckle. Switching the toy back to low as I climb out and walk around to help you. You're so on edge by now that your walking is getting unsteady and I have to support you as we are led to the table. I'm sure the host thinks you're drunk, if she only knew. The restaurant is pretty quiet, as I had hoped from the location and time of day, and I orchestrate us in an extra quiet corner, sneaking the girl a little something to keep it that way. She comes back with our drinks, and I thank her, looking pointedly at you. What do you say? Thank you, you gasp, smiling at her awkwardly and then scowling at me. I grin back, taking a drink as the server turns away, then pushing the pulse button for the toy. I see her head turn slightly, then clearly thinks better and just walks away. I suppose we should celebrate, shouldn't we, I say to you. I hope this will be the start of something amazing together, and I can't wait. I smile lovingly, holding up my glass for a toast. I see your eyes flit to my other hand distrustingly, though you tentatively lift your glass to meet mine. Such a good girl. That makes me happy. To put your mind at ease, I put the remote up on the table where it can be in full view of anyone passing by. At least now you'll know when I'm going to use it. Yes, sir, I hope so too. You breathe carefully, your chest still heaving beautifully, distracting my attention regularly. Did you ever think about getting one of your nipples pierced? I muse as I openly stare. Your shocked reaction is extremely cute, as is the way you blush and answer slowly. I did, but I was worried about how much it would hurt. They're so sensitive. But you'd do it for me, wouldn't you? I'm not sure if I really have any intention of following that through, but I'm not about to let you know that. My heart swells as you barely hesitate despite the nervous look in your eyes. Yes, sir, you say, followed by a whimper. Your eyes narrow and roll a little. Evidently, the thought of doing something like that, even against your personal preferences, serves as a distinct turn-on. You're perfect. I turn my attention to the menu, but monitor you as you do. With your focus distracted, I sneak a hand onto the table and increase the toy to medium again. You're not gonna come without permission, are you, bitch? I ask sweetly. You shake your head, eyes closed and gasping. No, sir. Good girl, what would you like? I ask with a smile, indicating the menu. When you look at me with big begging eyes. To eat, sweetie, we need to order. I can tell that this setting is going to be a challenge for you to hold back your climax eventually, but it's going to be a lot of fun watching you try. Are you ready? Here she comes. You nod slightly, vacantly, the toy combining with the plug, driving your insides into turmoil, which is becoming harder and harder to ignore. You do everything you can to compose yourself as the waitress approaches. Your face flushed, and voice faltering again and again as you order. She looks over at me with a quizzical smile, and I shrug as I place my order too. She gives you one last amused grin before she walks away. I think she likes you. I wink over at you. Do you think we should invite her over? I can see a pretty look in your eye as you look at her leaving and then turn back to me. No, you don't want to share, huh? You want my cock all to yourself? I don't want to stop teasing, watching you shake, then nod with your eyes closed from the toy. Come and get it then. I raise an eyebrow at your scandalous expression. Where? Now? You gasp, blushing on top of how flushed you already are, and looking around nervously. I raise my eyebrows and nod. Now, you said you wanted after all. Yes, sir, you moan, carefully dropping from your chair beneath the low hanging tablecloth, which I punched into my lap. I sit and toy aimlessly with my phone as you unfasten my trousers and carefully pull out my already hard and throbbing cock. My breathing quickens as I feel your dainty fingers grasp around my shaft, and your lips slide slowly around my tip. Even I can hardly believe this is actually happening, and the excitement has got me very close quickly. And the excitement has me close very quickly. Your moans only add to the amazing sensations, and I grab the remote, waiting until the last moment. I hold down the pulse button, sending the toy into overdrive as your fingers, lips, tongues, and moans push me over and cum spews into your mouth. I feel you struggle, your hand gripping me more tightly, moans becoming more urgent as you wriggle and writhe, desperately trying to contain my cum and hold off your climax. As my twitching subsides, I release a button, allowing you to relax just enough to swallow and slurp up the last remnant. Please, please, I hear you pant. Please what? I ask, putting my cock away. Come, join me back up here. Your head appears across the table as you shakily struggle back to your chair. Please, please stop. Stop, I say with feigned surprise. I can't. You look at me with wide pleading eyes. I'm quite sure you'll climax shortly, with or without my permission. Oh, do you want to wait and give our waitress a nice show, is it? I tease, but you're pretty much lost to the world at this point. I'll take that as a yes. I see her coming over with our food. Once again, she eyes you with interest and amusement as she places her plates down. I smile up at her as I thank her. Don't mind my friend here. She's not quite with it right now. I'll make sure she says thank you properly later, if you'd like. She blushes, looking back over at you and biting her lip. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm working, she stammers. I grin. If work is the objection she uses, then there's clearly hope yet. What time do you get off? I grin widely, holding the pulse button on the remote again. Right on cue, your composure breaks. And you clench up with a whine. Having failed to hold back the orgasm, you're now desperately trying to fight to keep quiet as your whole body bucks and shakes in ecstasy. The waitress bites her lip and watches you transfixed, her face visibly flushed, breathing noticeably heavier. I hold the button right through your climax until you Relax and slump back in the chair, after which I turn it off. I was just telling our server here that you wanted to say a proper thank you to her. Isn't that right, Pat? I say as if nothing happened. Hey, I have an idea. Why don't you give her your panties as a little souvenir? She's clearly torn between excitement and objecting, not really believing the situation she's found herself in. I should get back, she mumbles, motioning towards the bar. But her gaze is very much still on you. You, on the other hand, nod, and don't even hesitate before shuffling around to slide your drenched panties down your legs. The waitress's eyes practically pop out of her head as she holds them up to her, looking around before quickly grabbing them and stuffing them into her pocket. Well, would you look at that? I think she likes you, I smirk, turning to her and continuing. We'd love to give you our number. How would a picture of it written on a sledge chest work for you? And then you can let us know when you're done tonight. She is clearly stunned and stands speechless for a few seconds. Really? Yeah, okay. She breathes, continuing to look around the restaurant nervously. Moving things out of the way, I lean over the table and drop your shirt off one shoulder. Holding my hand out for the girl's pen, I don't stop at revealing just some cleavage and expose your entire breast. She looks on incredulous as I begin to write on your pale flesh. Aren't you going to get your phone ready? I ask her. She fumbles getting it out of her pocket, clearly flustered and excited. One last look around the restaurant, and then she leans in to snap a picture before grabbing the pen and scurrying off. As though nothing happened, I lean away and start eating.